Have you ever heard of family privilege? This phrase was actually coined by Bethany Lateek. She's a professor of the Human Development and Family Science program at the George Mason University. She's written a book a couple years ago, a long title, Surfacing Family Privilege and Supremacy in Family Science Toward Justice for All. And so she coined the concept of family privilege. Now, I bring this up because I had never heard of family privilege, but I started to notice that it would show up in different blogs, different articles. What was it? So I was able to trace it back to this book that was written a number of years ago. The premise is, and let me read some of this, family privilege recognizes that some families are the beneficiaries of unearned or unacknowledged advantages. Our society values and privileges heterosexual marriages over other relationships, including couples who live together, raise children together, and choose not to marry. Marriage is an institution that is patriarchal and hegemonic at its base. The basic premise is that children who grow up in a family with a husband and a wife who stay together tend to have more privileges. They tend to value education more. They tend to do better economically because as the family stays together, resources get actually passed down from generation to generation. Now, this would seem like something that's good, but the idea that, no, this is an unearned privilege, that children maybe are born into a house, their parents die, and they get the house. My parents never owned a house, but when my grandmother died, they were able to own her house, her house went to them. This is seen as some kind of unearned privilege. And so the premise is that the sort of nuclear family has to be dismantled so that we can live in a society where anybody can live however they want, with partners shifting, men together, women together, men and women together, children being passed back and forth, and where somehow all of society is training and teaching children so that none of them have a privilege. You know, if you're a Christian, and maybe you don't live in the nuclear family, maybe something happened, a divorce or the death of a spouse, or if you're a woman trying to raise a child in a Christian way or children in a Christian way, you know how hard it is to do it by yourself. The nuclear family was designed by God because it does create advantages. It creates advantages of sharing love, of sharing life together, of parents and children building a bond. And the idea is that this is somehow evil, that this is wrong. And it does away, for one thing, you know, you have to have total sexual freedom. And the nuclear family does away with sexual freedom because adultery is wrong. And it is commanded by God to be wrong. You will see these kinds of concepts coming up all throughout society. Black Lives Matter promotes this. It's called family privilege. You're going to see that come over and over and over again, come up in articles, on television, in news reports, and especially on social media. It's time for Christians to get their heads out of the sand. Understand, this is no longer just discussion of how to help people that maybe don't have a nuclear family. It is, we must destroy the nuclear family and create something totally new, something different, so those people don't have privileges or advantages. No, what we need to do is raise everybody up to try to reach those standards because that there are advantages. Advantages to the nuclear family with grandparents, you know, extended out where there's this family where people are loved and they belong. And I know, let's face it, human beings haven't always, you know, done the nuclear family right either. We understand that. But the idea was established by God because He knows it works. There should be advantages for everybody. Instead of tearing it down, we should be building it up. We should be encouraging people to live those kinds of lifestyles as a nuclear family. You need to strengthen your family because there's going to come a frontal attack on the concept of Christian family. It's coming. And if you don't sit down and spend time loving your children, teaching your children, showing them the truth, you will lose them. This wave is going to take away children because they're going to be taught in the school system, social media, social programs, they're going to be taught that they are recipients of family privilege. And what they need to understand, if it's the right family, that privilege was given to them by the Almighty God. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.